Nothing worse than waiting interminably, only to have me say hallelujah, goodbye, and there you are, stranded, abandoned. Yeah, go ahead. Hop on the gee.
If you could answer me something.
Sure.
Boyfriend and I are going to see James Taylor tomorrow night at the Meriwether Post.
Oh, God.
And I was wondering if you could tell me where to get tickets at.
I'm not sure. Probably Ticketron.
All right.
Call up Ticketron. Uh-huh. And if they don't have them there, try Hecht.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
You like James Taylor, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I seen sunny skies that I thought would never end.
Boy, you're insane this morning, I swear to God.
When you're down, you got a friend.
What? You don't like James Taylor?
No.
Doubt.
No, he's a wimp. He's a wimp. Oh. Ectomorphic. The only good thing, the only good thing on James Taylor?
What?
Carly Simon. And she finally got fed up, too. I think one day she just woke up and she looked across the bed at that thing. She looked across at that protruding rib cage. The spindly little arms. That long, greasy hair. That mane she called a mustache. Those soiled, sticky jeans. Those nasty, dirty little underpants. And she finally said, you know, what? I must be nuts. I could be with the Grease Man right now.
You're crazy, I swear.
So finally she said, James, take a hike. Take a hike. And so he took off. But you enjoy the concert.
Okay.
Don't mind his ectomorphia.
Okay.
Don't mind the fact that he's been at every nuclear rally.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mind the fact that he's a left-wing-leaning, Volvo-driving, commie-sympathizing, bed-wetting pinko. Don't mind it. You enjoy the show.
Okay.
You have a nice stinking time. You hear me?
Okay.
Right here, lady. Right here. We love